X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpire Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hanlon, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming in from the Radio Bunker. Hour number two of X's and Bros here on this this Wednesday, 21st day of April 2021. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Find us individually on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. I am at AC Bellino. And of course, you can listen online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. The power of technology. We just talked to somebody who was in Japan, calling, I believe, via cell phone. That's pretty impressive. I don't know how he did that.
Better cell connection than Bill from
Tennessee,
Knoxville.
Right? Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Or Freddie when he's driving on 275.
How is that possible?
We just talked to somebody in Japan. 20 minutes away from us, and a guy all the way from Japan has better connection.
And when he said Fukushima, I immediately, like, I didn't know that that's where he was going to be at. I knew he was going on some cross-country camping trip with his wife or whatever they're doing. But when he said it, I was like, oh, yeah, the tsunami. Because remember the plant that melted down, they had all those, they had all the nuclear questions.
Yes.
Surrounding that area. So they're going to go to Mount Fuji? Like, that sounds... I didn't realize Japan is so mountainous, but it is. I was watching this docuseries on Samurai on Netflix, and because I can't get enough of that. I mean, you just inject it into my veins. And it was how in the 1500s, years and years and years of civil war between the warlords that kind of divided up the country, and how Japan got united by one. And it's a great, it's an awesome story.
Were there three baby turtles?
There were not three baby turtles.
There's four. Four baby turtles.
Four baby turtles. And nor was there a talking rat.
They're just going,
radical, radical, radical.
But the kids have been on a
I was going to say
Ninja Turtles
just
kick.
Watch that recently. Because yeah. There's no way that I ever
yesterday,
would have thought of
that. Okay. My youngest is finally getting into it, so... Yeah, that's what I've been doing this last week, is just watching Ninja Turtles, and I could not be happier.
You know what? There are worse things that could have happened, and that is a good selection by the kiddos. Good on you for parenting that they want to watch that. If you're into Samurai or anything like that, the I forget what the name of it is on Netflix, but it's new on Netflix. It's awesome. The docuseries is kind of cool, where they do... You know, they'll do interviews with historians. They'll take you through with the acting of it as well. And I know that Ryan is geeked up for this. I believe it doesn't come out till the 26th, though. Or is it the 23rd? Ryan, are we 2 days away or are we a bunch of days away from Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat is Thursday. You can believe it's going in theaters, or if you have HBO Max, you can watch it for 30 days for free on HBO Max.
So tomorrow. Is what you're telling me.
The 23rd.
Two days. Today's Wednesday. So Friday.
Yes.
Hey, okay. All right, thanks, Steve.
Huh. Interesting. I thought it was coming out on a Thursday, too.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I saw 2 days yesterday. So maybe it is tomorrow.
Either way, it's the end of this week.
Yeah.
Very interested to see what that turns out to be. That much is for sure. Because I remember the one in the 90s vividly. Watched a lot of that. Danny got some action on the phones, it sounds like, over there.
Steve was just calling to chat with me.
Oh, Steve just pranking us?
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
He did want you to know that the OHL has officially canceled the remainder of their season.
Yeah, it's just too difficult. It's too difficult. The Ontario Hockey League is a, you know, much like the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, it's tough. It's very, very difficult for these leagues, you know, because you're asking a lot of these leagues that are producing high level talent. Let's not get it twisted by any stretch of the imagination. Like this, you're talking about the, you know, some of the best, but at the same time, it's like, look, you know, if you're trying to run a minor league team and you're trying to do that with youth prospects and the testing and everything else that's going to take place and have to go into that, like, I get it.
Well, there's just their only revenue is fans.
You have to put fans in the stands.
Because there's no TV. So, yeah, if you're not having fans, you can't expect. I mean, sure, the owners are, I mean, they're well off because clearly they bought an OHL team. But they're not well off where they can, you know, probably OHL players. I don't know what they make.
Right.
50 grand maybe?
Fit the bill for
all
of it.
Yeah, you can't. They can't do that.
No.
You know, when there's, you know, probably $5 million in salary for the whole team, can't do that.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And to keep the, you know, ice ain't cheap. Zambonis aren't cheap. Lights aren't cheap. Heat's not, like, it's a long process. You look at the Western Hockey League, the Ontario Hockey League, the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. You know, that's a lot all in one country. And then you look at what the ECHL did here. You know, the AHL, they're... is the AHL, like, I know that we have our taxi squad rolling, but this sounds bad that I don't know the answer to this, but the AHL is going, but we don't hear a whole lot from them because they don't have a TV deal. All these teams basically have radio deals in place, but, you know, as far as growing the game, it's something that I think that the NHL needs to focus on. I think that they did so with their new rights agreement. I know that some people are still mad at ESPN for turning their back. At this point, it's all about forgiveness. Right, you don't worry about turning your back. You worry about forgiveness, even if you don't love me anymore. Right? I mean, that's how the song goes. You got to grow the game, right? Because the more revenue at the top, little trickle down effect, the more interest there is, and you know you have the opportunity for guys to be able to go overseas. It's like Ken who called in the other day. Now, I'm not saying Ken's kid's going to go on to play 30 years in the NHL. It's not what I'm saying. But if Ken's kid really loves hockey, gives it his best effort, and things work out for him. Right. And you have the opportunity to go do what Simone is doing, to go do what my buddy Cody has done. He's more at Siders lineman for a couple seasons there in the DEL. Like if you have the opportunity, my buddy Jeff Lurg, Michigan State Spartan, he went to France. He's eating cheese and wine in southern France playing pro hockey. Like, I mean, you and your wife get to go do that. You get to go travel all of Europe as a young person. God forbid you go over there single. Oh. Can you imagine? No, you two can't imagine. Of course you can't. Ryan's been married for 20 years. I don't know what Dan's got going on. Jeez, it's better.
You and Dan can go on a Bros Euro trip.
If you were playing pro hockey in Europe.
I'd rather do it like rat race more than Euro trip, but it's just me.
Would you rather go over there with your significant other or go over single and figure it out?
Oh, I'm not a. I've done long distance, and it was only to Chicago, and it didn't work out well. So, yeah, I'm good.
I'm not saying LDR. I'm saying you take your girlfriend with you. You take sand to the beach, Dan. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I could do that.
I think you'd like. You have to go with someone. Not saying it has to be a significant other, even a girl, just like a friend, just someone.
I mean, my friend has moved overseas. On a couple different occasions, and he doesn't really take anyone, and he like goes for a year, like he lived in New Zealand for about 14 months, came back, like it was nothing.
What's he
do?
So
some
people
there? Are good at that.
How do you make a living? How do you survive?
Well, he watched kids basically. He like moved in with his family and he was an au pair. It's called.
Oh, okay.
So he lived. Yeah, it was great. And then one time he was just like lived in Asia for like 3 months, just like traveled around.
Wow. Interesting life. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you take a girlfriend over there, or if you find one when you're there. Next thing you know, you have this beautiful Czech girl next to you. Just throwing it out there. Good luck to little Ken's son, man. We're all rooting for you, Chase. We're all rooting for you, kid. You can do it. Go live our dreams. We can live vicariously through you. We'll step aside when we return. The Super League suspended. Super League, no mas. That's coming up next year. Next is in Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bet on more than just the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Log into your BetMGM account. Create the parlay of your dreams before the game even starts. One Game Parlay is the fast and easy way to make your same game win, total, and prop picks. New to BetMGM? Well, sign up today and be on the edge of your seat the entire game. You can make One Game Parlay bets on upcoming MLS and NBA games with more sports coming soon. Go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in points for the star power forward. Log in today or download the BetMGM app or try One Game Parlay. Turn game time into showtime at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Meyer Guest Line on the Michigan Sports Network is open for you. Call 313-396-5527. Meyer is the official sponsor of your Detroit Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, and Pistons.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros. A fun one for you here this weekend. We're talking a little bit about Mortal Kombat coming out this week. You know what else is coming up this weekend? UFC 261 pay-per-view event. Company live from North Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, to be exact. TwinSpire Sportsbook has a special primetime offer just for this event for Usman Masvidal 2. Now, new players can win $100 on a $1 bet if welterweight champion Usman defeats Masvidal in Saturday's title rematch. That's all he's got to do is defeat him. That's it. And he's already the heavy favorite. Just use the promo code PRIMETIME. You'll walk away with $100 in your pocket if Usman emerges victorious over Masvidal. Usman comes in 18-1 overall. Jorge Masvidal, 35-14-0. TwinSpire Sportsbook, download the app. Visit the website, twinspires.com. Use the primetime code. Walk out with some free money if Usman can take the victory. By the way, full house for Dana White and company. Jacksonville, Florida, 15,000 in attendance. Or this coming Saturday. That's they're expecting sellout. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. Little return here to normalcy, as they will take in a little mixed martial arts this weekend. Welcome back, X's and Bros. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino coming in for the Radio Bunker. Russell Brown will join us coming up on the NFL Draft at 7:35. Yesterday we had talked about it a little bit. You could share your thoughts with us via text to Sports Radio to 21,000. Text Sports Radio to 21000 to opt in. The Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audiences as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Now, Brian sends into the show, if college tried the Super League thing, would fans get as upset over here? It's not like Marshall fans will be upset that they were left out of what Clemson does in football. And that's a very good point about why the Super League here, I don't know if our college Super League, I think that you would have more fans like from Florida State based upon our 12-team Super League that we put together for yesterday's program and some of the teams that we included, some of the teams we left out. What do you do with a team like Penn State? But the Super League has officially been suspended. The member clubs over in Europe, I mean, this was a massive, massive story across the world. We talked about it, got us into the Super League of college football, but five of the 12 founding clubs, air quotes, had issued statements that they were withdrawing from competition. Another one in Chelsea withdrew within minutes. AC Milan, Internacional, Atletico Madrid also opted to quit. Barcelona was reportedly on the brink. Juventus, who had to deny reports that their chairman, Andrea Agnelli, had resigned. Real Madrid, their president, Florentino Perez, they got just a mess. They got a PR nightmare. I saw it pop up on the screen. So if Ryan wants to throw it back up there, we can kind of compare and contrast a little bit on the super team and the super league idea. Now, from what I heard yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show, he had an interview with I can't remember what her name is, but she does NBC Sports. I should know this. She does the Premier League, but she was talking about the fact that that league would have ran during the same time as your domestic league, meaning this 12-team college football super league. Think about it like this: you would play a midweek game. Michigan would against Alabama. But then on the weekends, you would go play Ohio State or Purdue or whomever. Texas, you could play Iowa State 1 week.
So they were going to do both?
Yeah, they were going to keep it rolling and do this. From my understanding of what was said yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show, is they were still, it's not like Manchester United was going to leave the Premier League. They were going to play in the Premier League and then also have the Super League on top of it. So we are going to play in your league and try to win that. Then we're going to create our own league and play our own set of games. And we want a berth into the Champions League.
But why wouldn't you want
the Super League?
Why wouldn't you want your other teams to be playing more games and getting more run down? Okay, hey, go play some midweek games.
We'll kick your
ass on the weekend.
You can't compete with them already. And then it's like take the Dodgers and the Yankees. Or take our 12-team college football teams, give them their own Super League with their own 12-team television contract with billions.
Exactly. Right? They would get railroaded because there's one their opponent's only playing one game a week when they would have to be playing a couple.
Right, and in soccer, everybody's playing a couple games a week. Typically, you're playing your domestic league, and then whether you're playing for the FA Cup or
yesterday when they announced Chelsea was, pulling out of the Super League, they were in the middle of a match.
You know, it's required. You have to when you say that club's name, you got to give it the umph.
Chelsea.
You got to give it the old, give it the old college try.
Because watch, I was like, oh, Chelsea's on. I liked them a little bit from like 12 years ago when Fernando Torres was on there.
Oh yeah,
Frank Lampard.
Lampard.
So.
City, Liverpool, United, Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea all play on their exit. And so you were going to play in the Super League as well as play in your domestic league, and you were going to financially, there's no salary caps over there, so you can pay whatever player you want. And the disparity here is out of control. I am a salary cap guy. I think that the making the financial books work and the strategy that takes place and is necessary to be successful in a front office, I think that's just as important as the product out there in the field. And I think that the jobs that guys like Brad Holmes have, for coming up in next Thursday's draft, it is a position that all of us believe we can do that very few of us actually can. That's why there's only 32 general managers, and every year somebody gets fired. When you have uncapped leagues like what we see in European soccer, what we see here domestically with Major League Baseball, you get the opportunity for a Dodgers team to be able to write these checks to put together the best pitching staff, or the Yankees. Now, the Yankees obviously struggling this year. They did the same thing in 1998. They won the World Series. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series this year. I'm saying that they have the financial resources behind them to buy the best players available. I am not a fan
Everyone does in the major leagues if they choose. To pay the tax.
That's right. If they so choose and they want to spend like that, the Detroit Tigers, hypothetically, if you could bring people to Detroit so that they could see snow on the field, it would be awesome if you were willing to do it. What's it do for your club? What does it do for your club's popularity? What does it do for merchandise sales? What does it do for club interest and for, how do you weigh the scales on that? That's what the Ilitch family is trying to deal with. When you talk about, why don't they write checks? Well, what's the return on our investment? That's the biggest question. What is the return? And if you're not thinking ROI, I don't know what to tell you. You're not probably not in business. So for these European clubs to create a Super League to only give themselves even more of a financial advantage, like Manchester United has way more money than Crystal Palace or Leicester City or Birmingham or whomever, right? West Bromwich, like it's just, it's different levels. And part of, and I'm glad Simone Denis brought this up in the first hour, like what Leicester City did a couple years ago in Crystal Palace, like these teams are not supposed to even be competitive. And it was a magical run that won a Premier League that had everybody kind of scratching their heads. And that's what you know, European soccer is all about with relegation. We tried to, our Americanized owners tried to Americanize their sport. Their people rebutted that, and I'm glad they did. I'm glad that they did. And I wish that our American sports owners here would learn a lesson or two. You know, you don't need to squeeze every dime out of every single thing and try to ruin something that's not even ours. You've already ruined college football, right? So let's let everybody else have their own thing and let them do their own thing, and we can just maintain our NBA, NHL, NFL. Let's just do the best we can over here. Quit messing with other people's stuff. We're going to step aside. When we return, we're going to talk a little NFL draft. That's right. Russell Brown joins us next on one of the greatest events of the year here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies? Game went to overtime? Or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blowlow encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.